Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Lametes. The Gemara on the second line of Kuf Lametes of Aleph brings the pasuk of Uviyar Tahara Mikirbecha. Now this is the continuation of something that was begun at the bottom of the previous Amud. The Gemara talks about If Tahar Shaharagas HaNefesh. And the Gemara said that there wouldn't be a Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein on such an Oif, because how could we send it away? He's boila sui lebedina. He has to bring it to base in v'kiyumi bei uviyarta haro mikirbecha. The Ramban points out that we see a chiddush from this Gemara. The Ramban is in the Sefer HaMitzvot, in his Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvot in Sherish Yud Dalet. Just to give a bit of background first, the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam was by no means the first person to give a minyan HaMitzvot, but the Rambam was the first person to give rules for deciding how to calculate the minyan HaMitzvot. And those rules are his Yud Dalet Shirashim, which come at the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvot. And the 14th of the Yud Dalet Shirashim, the Rambam talks about how we count the mitzvot of Einshim. He brings a raya first that the Einshim of Vesim count as a mitzvah, because the Gemara at the beginning of Yavamis in the Sugya of Asheidech Leisas, it talks about whether Sreifas Bas Kohen is Deiche, the Leisas of Malacha on Shabbos. So we see over there that Mises Basin is considered a mitzvah, one of the Tariag mitzvahs. But then the Rambam says that whereas in the Bahag it seems that the Bahag thought that each Aveira for which Shechayev Misa counts separately as a mitzvah of Chiyev Misa, meaning aside from counting the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah and the mitzvah of Arayis, the Rambam thought that the Bahag would also count an additional mitzvah of killing the Mechalal Shabbos and killing the Avodah Zarah and killing the Megala Arayis. And to that zuck the Rambam that no, that's not the right way to calculate it, then there'd be far too many mitzvahs, especially once we get into the Chayvei Malkiyos, but zuck the Rambam, but we should count four mitzvahs of Mises Basin. The mitzvah that Basin should be Seyweif for the Nisrafim, the mitzvah that Basin should be Seykel the Niskalim, and the same with Herig, and the same with Chenek. So the Rambam says that there are four mitzvahs asay of Mises Basin. Now the Ramban, in his Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Bederech Klal, comes to defend the Bahag from the Tainus of the Rambam. Over here, he says that the Rambam did not understand correctly what the Bahag meant. The Bahag never meant to be counting each of the Mechuyave Misa separately as a separate mitzvah of Misa's Basin, that which the Rambam saw in the Bahag, that he counted two mitzvahs Leisase of Malacha on Shabbos. It's not the Pshat that one was for the Isra Malacha and one was for the Chiyav Misa, but rather it's that one was for the Isra Malacha Shechayavan Aleihem Misa, and one was for the Isser Mechamer, which is an Isser Malach, which is not Chayav Misa. Ve'in kan makam laharech bazeh. Then zuk the Ramban. But what the Rambam thought, that the Chayav Misa's basin should be counted as a mitzvah, he's correct about that. But not that it should be counted as four separate mitzvahs, but rather one klaliyistik mitzvah, that basin should kill those that are Mechayav Misa. And the pasuk zuk the Ramban, for that one klaliyistik mitzvah, is this pasuk over here, Uviyarta Ra Mikirbecha. And the Ramban brings our Gemara as a makar. Uviyarta Ra Mikirbecha is not written by an Oif Tahar Shaharagas HaNefesh. Where Bechlal do we learn the Chiyav Misa for an Oif Tahar Shaharagas HaNefesh? That comes from the parsha of Shar Niskal. If a Shar kills somebody, so it says, Sakal Yisakel HaShar. And the Gemara over here is assuming that the same way it's true for a Shar, it's also going to be true for an Oif. So if an Oif Tahar is Haragas HaNefesh, it'll be Chayav Misa, als what pasuk, als Sakal Yisakel HaShar. But our Gemara doesn't bring Sakal Yisakel HaShar, it brings the pasuk of Aviyarta Haram Mikirbecha, Zak the Ramban, because this is the klaliest tikka mitzvah on Beis Din for all of the Mechuyavei Misa, for Beis Din to kill the Mechuyavei Misa. The Ramban says, I'll bring you a raya that really be a seed, they're all one mitzvah, and true, there are pratim, some are supposed to get skila, some are supposed to get srefa, but be a seed, they're one mitzvah of Aviyarta Haram Mikirbecha, of Misa's Beis Din. Because what does the Gemara say at the end of Ve'il Mitzis, and of Mitzis Daf Lamed Aleph? The Gemara says that if somebody is Chayav Misa, and Basin is in Yochid LaHamisa B'Misa HaKsuva Boy, then they're supposed to kill him B'Chom Misa Shem Yechim LaHamisa. Somebody is Chayav, let's say, Skila, but Basin is not able, for whatever reason, to kill him with Skila. They could kill him through some other means also. Now, if they were four separate mitzvahs, so if you're Chayav in a certain mitzvah, and you're part of them, and you're not able to do the mitzvah, you're an Aynes, You can't go do a different mitzvah as a replacement of somebody's chayiv in matzah because it's Pesach. He has no matzah, but he has a shofar. There's no mitzvah to blow shofar instead of eating matzah. So if Beis Din is chayiv to be seikel this person, then they can't be seikel the person. Me'echad Eisei this should go be seif the person. Elamai Zek the Ramban, you see from there that be seif, it's all one mitzvah for Beis Din to kill those that are mechuyavim misa. The makar for that mitzvah, Zek the Ramban, is this pasuk over here, we are to Arami Kerbecha, like we see in this Gemara. In the Sefer Megillas Esther, which is on the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, where he often tries to defend the Rambam from the Tainus, from the Hasagas of the Ramban, the Megillas Esther says that the Rambam, I talk about what will the Rambam do with our Gemara? Why does our Gemara bring the pasuk of Viyarta Haram Mikirbecha rather than the pasuk of Sakal Yisakal Hashar? The Megillas Esther says the Gavaldi Chiddush. Because the mitzvah of Skila, or Sreifa, or for that matter, Sakal Yisakal Hashar, these are all mitzvahs on Beis Din. Our Gemara is talking about ki kari kan sipar lefanecha. A person is walking down the street and he sees a kan sipar. He's not a Beis Din. He doesn't have the mitzvah of Sakal Yisakal Hashar. From where do we see that it's the achrayas of each yachid to bring the mechuyav of Misa to Beis Din so that Beis Din could do their mitzvah? That's the chiddush of Viyarta Haram Mikirbecha. And that's a mitzvah on each yachid to cooperate with the Beis Din, to facilitate that Beis Din should be able to carry out their mitzvah of the mechuyavim Misa. It's kedai to mention Rabbi Yonah in Shari Tshuva that also broadens the mitzvah of Viyarta Haram Mikirbecha far beyond its original source in the Torah by Navi Sheker, but in a different way than the Ramban and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Gimel Chelek Hashishi, he's talking about the Katach HaNeithim, and he says in Chelek Shishi, Mishi Yish B'yodei Limchois Ve'inei Moicha, Ve'im B'fiv Shechachas. He says, it's a failure to give Macha against those that do Averis, Ve'hinei Nishavinu Leva'er Hara Mikerev Amenu, Shenemar Uviyarta Hara Mikirbecha. That the Pasuk of Uviyarta Hara Mikirbecha is Mechaivas to make a Macha against the Oisei Resha. So this is similar to what we saw in the Ramban, in the Megillas Esther, that Uviyarta Haram Mikirbecha broadens the mitzvah beyond the Beis Din. It's not just Beis Din that's responsible, but every Yid is responsible in some way, and Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, and it's not just for the Mechuyavim Misa, but for Averis in general. It's the responsibility of every Yid to see to it that Averis are eliminated from Klal Yisrael, and not through the Einshim per se, but through making a Macha. Now, of course, there's a different mitzvah in the Torah for Chech Techeh Esamisecha. But Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that there's a separate Machayev for giving Teichacha and Macha against an Aveira, and that's Mishum Chanifa. This paragraph that I read, that I began Hachelek HaShishi, is in the list of what Rabbeinu Yonah calls the Katach HaNeithim, where he starts with the highest level of Chanifa, the most blatant Chanifa is where a person praises a Rasha for his Rishas. And then he goes down to less blatant versions of Chanifa, like somebody that praises a Rasha, but not for the Rishas itself, but he praises him as a good person and he ignores the Rishas. And then there's a lower level, a more subtle level of somebody who doesn't praise the Rasha, but he's Meschaber to the Rasha and he makes him feel like he's a good person. And then eventually comes to Achelik HaShishi, of Misha Yesh B'Yadei Limchais Ve'inei Moiche, and that he says is derived from Aviyat HaRami Kerbecha. The mitzvah of Chech Techech HaMisecha is a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's a chiv to speak up against, it's not against, that's a chiv to speak up to the Rasha to help him. It's written in the Torah together with Laisikam and Laisitar and Laisisa Olav Chet. These are mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the Toivas, the one that's doing the Aviyat, to help him stop doing his Aviyat. Rabbeinu Yonah is writing that from Uviyarta Haram Mikirbecha, we learn a completely different mechayev for speaking to or about the Rasha, not as helping him, but as helping Klal Yisrael. Uviyarta Haram Mikirbecha, that's a separate mechayev for making a macha. Just, there's a ha'ara that at the end of the paragraph, Rabbeinu Yonah brings in the Klal of Klal Yisrael, Arivim Zebazeh, which, Bepashas, one would have expected, maybe is more connected with the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspect of Teichacha. And from this Rabbeinu Yonah, it sounds a little bit not like that. V'tzarech iyun ve'inkam makam l'harech. Then on the third line, the Gemara begins the Shakta Vataria, Hani Mukdashin Hechidami. And there's a couple of interesting ha'aras that come out from this Shakta Vataria. First, to review B'Kitzer, the Gemara goes through four possibilities of what's the case of Mukdashim. First, the Gemara says it can't be a case where he owned the cane and he was makdish it, because then there wouldn't be a mitzvah of shiluch hakane anyway, because that's mezuman. And then the Gemara said, step two, it can't be a case where with hefker and he went and he was makdish it, because then it can't be makdish it, the hekdish wouldn't be chal. Then step three and step four, the Gemara has an idea that maybe we're talking about a cane that was hefker, he was zeich in something to be makdish it, and then the guy with the mitzvah shiluch hakane, we have the Torah Mukdashim after he puts it back. And the Gemara breaks that up into two possibilities. Step three was where he was zeicha in the Ephraichim, he was makdish it, and then he put it back. Step four was that he was zeicha in the Aim, and he was makdishar, and then he put her back. And the Gemara says that both of those aren't a good pshat in the Mishnah of Avalaiba Mukdashim, but for two different reasons. The case where he was zeicha in the Ephraichim, and he was makdishar, and he put them back, the Gemara says, well, we have the Mishnah on Kufim Aleph that says, Natval Saban Mechziron Lakein Vachaka Chazra Haim Aleim Patrim Nishalech, and Rashi explains, because that's Mezuman. Meaning, even though he put it back, but since he was first Zeicha in it, so we'd already got the Patur of Mezuman. Then the next step, Legabi the Aim, the Gemara says that then you wouldn't have the Patur of Mukdashim, because for Kert, we'd say that since she was Kfar Nishayev Beshiluach, so you would continue to be Chayev Beshiluach. So it's Mavur in the Gemara that whereas if you were Zeicha in the Ephraichim, you'd have a Patur of Mezuman, but if you were Zeicha in the Aim, you wouldn't have that Patur of Mezuman, and for Kert, you'd be Chayev and Shiluach. Just that's not the case of the Mishnah, because you wouldn't have the Patur of Mukdashim in that case. So the Chayev is a stark diak from our Gemara that the Patur Mezuman of Shiluach HaKain is dafka by the Beitzim and not by the mother. The din mezuman is all tally on not owning the beitzim, and the emes is that it's mavur like that in a Rashi in Bava Metzia daf kuf beiz oman aleph. The Rashi over there says on the patur of mezuman that it means that if the beitzim are hefker, then there's a mitzvah of shiluch hakain. If he owns the beitzim, there's no mitzvah of shiluch hakain. And Rashi writes because the territory is about the kain and hakain hu habeitzim. Rashi writes that the ikur taich of kain refers to the beitzim, and therefore the patur of mezuman is tally on the beitzim or the ephraichim. And that chiddush of Rashi is very much supported by this diyuk in our Gemara. Aber lemaisa, there's a very surprising comment in the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem Hei in the Minchas Chinuch goes through all the inyanim of our parak, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And in Eis Chof over there, he writes that it's a davar pashut. He says that the Ptur Mezuman is Shayach Bein whether the Aim is Mezuman, Bein whether the Ephraichim is Mezuman. Both of them would have the Patur of Mezuman. The Din Mezuman, he says, we learn that in the Gemara, and I'm a Beis here, Kuflam Betesim at Beis. The Gemara says, it's learned from Misha Kinoi Biyadcha. You need Ein Kinoi Biyadcha. Kinoi means any part of the cane, he says, as a Dover Pashut. Without bringing down this Rashi, he says, for Keret, the cane means the Beitim. The Mechat Chinuch Nem Don, that the cane would mean any part of the cane, and so the Patur Mezuman would be on any part of the cane, even if he owns the mother, there would also be a Patur of Mezuman. Achutz that he's saying not like that Rashi and Bava Metzia. Okay, it could be that other Rishonim, it's not Mavur over there in the Gemara really, it could be other Rishonim, could learn not like the Rashi and Bava Metzia. But L'cher, from our Gemara, there's a stark adik against this Shita. L'mar behatema, the Mechat Chinuch even says that he has a riot to his Shita from our Gemara. He brings down Ashak of Atari, he doesn't mention the diak that we mentioned. He says a different diak, which L'cher seems to be a very debatable diak. But Al-Kapadim, the Kashra on the Mechat Chinuch is, how could he explain, if he's right, that the Patur Mezuman is being on the Ephraichim, being on the Aim, so how come in step three, when the Gemara talked about being Zeich in the Ephraichim and putting them back, the Gemara said there's a Patur Mezuman? And then in step four, when the Gemara talked about being Zeich in the Aim and putting her back, the Gemara didn't say there's a Patur Mezuman for Keret. The Gemara said that he'd be Chayev v'Shiluach. Now, let's put that Ha'ara on hold for a moment and come to another Ha'ara. There's a Kasha on this Sugya Bechlav, whether in step 3 or whether in step 4, the Gemara talks about how he picked up either the Ephraichim or the mother. He was makdish it, then he put it back. Wait one second, what do you mean he picked it up? How could he pick it up? It's also to pick it up. The Torah says that you're not allowed to take something from the cane without being mishalayach. To take the aim without being mishalayach, bepashtus is an aveir of the leisa. Said to take the beitzim without being mishalayach, bepashtus is an aveir of an asei. We'll see more later in the parak the pratim on this. But al-Kopanim, it seems clear that either way there's an aveira to pick it up without sending it away. Hayatachin that the Gemara is, when it reads these cases, it refers to him doing a Maisa Isser. So the Ramban Isser says the Kasha. The Ramban says, Heichi Agbaha. What do you mean? Agbeinu Le'im. Agbaha Le'im. Heichi Agbaha. The Ramban says, it's Mavur later on in the Perek, that it's an Aveir to take the mother without sending her away. So the emphasis is that there's, before we come to the Ramban's Teretz, there's another interesting piece in the Menachas Chinuch. In Ois Tes Zayin, the Menachas Chinuch clears the Shaila. We have a mitzvah of shiluach hakein, which means it's usher to take something from the cane. Let's say somebody was over and took when he wasn't allowed to take. Is he koine? Do we say that hilchas iser v'heter l'chud v'hilchas mamonis and kinyonim l'chud, and even though he wasn't allowed to take it, and even though taki he has to send it away, but l'maisi, he made a kinyon, he was zechem and a hefker, so it's his. Or do we say that no, since the Torah says he has to send it away, so he took it, but he can't keep it, so that means he isn't kain it. And it says that nafkamino gabi could be mekadosh an issue with it, with the kedushin b'toyfes. Zogt l'menachas chinuch, l'chayu there's a raya from our Gemara. He brings this shak of a tari where it says that agba la'im v'aktisha, and it says that the hektish is chal, vayis says he's kain it, even though he was taking it shalaykedin. And then he says, after he writes that the chayr from our Gemara, there's a right. But then he says, but that Gemara, he says, is belav hachit sarach iyun ve'in kan mokam laharech. He says, you can't bring rice from that Gemara, because that's anyway a Gemara that we don't understand. What does he mean, the Gemara is belav hachit sarach iyun? He means this kash of the Ramban. I said, the Mechat Chinuch didn't have Ramban on Chulin, as far as I know. I think it only came out more recently. But he means this kasha that the Gemara says agbeinu la'afreichim or agbah la'im l'chayra, you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara sounds like it means he did it be'isser. If that's takav shana in the Gemara, then there'd be a raya that you zeichim when you do it be'isser. But it seems strange that the Gemara will be saying a case where he just did it be'isser. So that's what it means belav hachitarachin. If you'd have a yishuv to that kasha, then it would be a rup the raya that you could be kaina even though you're being zeichim be'hefker. Even though you're being zeichim be'isser. So the Mechas Chinuch says that I don't know a teretz to the kasha of hechi agbeinu, but if it'd be a teretz to that kasha, I wouldn't have a raya anymore to my shayla. So that's what he means. V'lav hachitarachin ve'inka makam laharach, he writes. But the Ma'aseh, the Ramban asks the kasha hechi agbeinu. The Ramban says dvarim stumim l'chayra. The Ramban says that since he wasn't noitla almanas lizkais, he was only noitla almanas lahaktish. So therefore, he says, "Kvar neschayev b'shiluach," and Chayim means saying, therefore, it's not an aveira. V'hadvarim stumim, he says, he wasn't noitla manas lizkais. Now, pashtus, it sounds like he means, oh, it's not an aveira because he never meant to be koine. But he can't mean that because avada he did mean to be koine. If he wasn't being koine, then the hektish wouldn't be chal. So that can't be what the Ramban means. What then might he mean? So the second pshat that l'chayr comes to mind is that when he says that he wasn't noit l'amanas lizkais, he was only noit l'amanas l'haktish, what he means is that since he was taking it for a good cause, he wasn't taking it because he wanted to eat the birds, he was taking it, yeah, to take it, but for a good thing, for a mitzvah, he wanted to be maktish it. So that takes off the yisr. But here again, we know that that's not true. The Gemara Dafka from Aleph says that we learn from the double lashon shalech to shalach afilu devar mitzvah. And the fact that you're taking it for a devar mitzvah is no excuse. That doesn't take off the iser. So what does the Ramban mean? I suspect that what he means is, even though he doesn't speak out the words el amanas l'shalach, but what he's really getting at is, since he didn't take it amanas litla, meaning to keep it, he doesn't want to keep it. Meaning, what does he want to do? He doesn't want to keep it. He wants to send it away, like the Torah said to do. But what did he take it for? El al manas lahaktisha. He wanted to be maktishit before he sent it away. But the ikur of the Ramban's Torah is that he took it al manas to send it away. Just he says, al manas lahaktisha, meaning because, so why didn't he just send it away? Why did he take it first? He wanted to be maktishit before he sent it away. But the aside of the Torah is, you know why it's not an isur? Because he took it al manas lashalcha. And that's referring to, there's a line in the Gemara in Kufam Aleph where it says, Taka, that if he takes it almanas l'shalcha, then that's not an aveira. From this Ramban, we see additional nekuda of the Chiddush, to the Chiddush of the Gemara on Kufam Aleph, that when he's noitla almanas l'shalcha, even if he's noitla and koina, as long as it was done almanas l'shalcha, that's not an aveira. You don't have to just be mishalech the bird from the cane. You could take it amanas l'shalcha. You could be kaina it as long as you're taking amanas l'shalcha, and that's not an aveira. So that's what the Ramban means over here. That even though he was taking it ordinarily, you're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it if you mean to keep it. But if you just took it for a minute, why did he take it? He took it amanas l'kedisha. He needed to be makdisha, so he needed to be kaina it first. But his plan all along was that as soon as he's done doing that, he's going to be mishalcha. That's why it's not an iser. Im kainim hadvarim, that's the pshat of the Ramban. Then when we go back to the ha'ara that we had at the beginning, how come the Gemara over here doesn't say that there's a patur mezumin? In step 3, when the Gemara talked about taking the afreichim, the Gemara says that once you kain the afreichim, there'll be a patur mezumin. In step 4, when it talked about taking the aim, the Gemara doesn't say that once you're kain the aim, there'll be a patur mezumin. If this is the correct reading of the Ramban, then the pshat is, because in step 4 where he took the aim, we can't say that now he should be putter because of the patur mezumin. He's already in the middle of the mitzvah. You're only putter if it's mezumin before you start. But over here, taking the aim was amanas l'shalcha, so he started the mitzvah before he was kainet. It was a kain shel hefker. He came and he took the mother. True, he was kind of it in the process, but he took it amanas l'shalcha, so it was all part of the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah, which he began before he was kind of it. So he began when it was hefker. So about that, there's a mitzvah. There's no patur mezumin. But in step 3, when we talk about the afreichim, taking the afreichim is never part of the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to take the afreichim. You can't say it was amanas l'shalcha. There's no mitzvah being mishaleich the afreichim. The mitzvah is to be mishaleich the aim. So taking the afreichim is not part of his ma'aseh mitzvah. So if he came over, so there we could say even though when he came over to the cane it was hefker, but then he took the afreichim. He didn't start his mitzvah yet, so now he was kainet already. So now it's mezumin. Then he wants to go do the mitzvah of shiluach kain, but it's already mezumin. So in step 3, where the taking was not a chilek of the ma'aseh mitzvah, so we say that it takes off the mitzvah because it turns it into mezumin. But in step 4, where we're talking about the aim, and like the Ramban says, Baniyazati, that the taking it was a chiluk of the ma'aseh mitzvah, so that's why in step 4 it doesn't say that there's a patur mezumin. But la'ilam, if you come over to a cane and you find a cane in which the mother is mezumin, already belongs to you, then like the Mechitz Chinuch says, it could very well be that there's a patur mezumin bein on the afreichim and bein on the aim. Let's take a closer look now at the step that we were just calling step 4. El da agba la'im va'aktesh va'hajra. And then the Gemara at the beginning of the wide lines makes a tzushal to kisui adam. Now just like with kisui adam where we have a din that is only noig b'chulun and avalai b'mukdashin. But if he was shachta achakach akdisha, then we would say that he's kvar neschayev v'kisui kodim shuevel de hektish. So too over here the Gemara says he's kvar neschayev b'shiluach kodim shuevel de hektish. Rabbi Kveger is ma'ir that l'chir, the Gemara's tzushtal is not a tzushtal. Because by kisui adam, even though it's true, we learned in a Mishnah of a loy b'mukdashin. But by kisui adam, it's not that be'etzim there's a patur on mukdashim. Hektish is part of the mitzvah of kisui adam. Rashi, in the Ramaskal Chayav Le'Bishluach, at the end of the shtickle, Rashi explains, why is there no mitzvah of kisui adam by mukdashim? Only because the shechita is a shechita she'ein ruyah, because since you're shechting a pachut, so the pasuk is going to be asur ba'achila. So shechita that's not matir the pasuk, it's called the shechita she'ein ruyah. So it's only that the shechita is not machayev b'kisui, but it's not the etzem that hektish is part of him kisui. So if you were machtish it after the shechita, so the shechita was a shechita ruyah, so then there's b'chal no siva to think that you're potter. So how could you say we see from there a svara of shekvar neschayev? Meaning that even though now b'etzem there's a sibit to patur, but once the chiv was already chal, the chiv doesn't go off. You don't see that over there. Over there, the chiv was chal, and there's b'chal no sibit to be patur. By shiluach hakein, where there's a din of aloi b'mukdashim, mukdashim apartah from shiluach, because it's like the Gemara said in the previous amud that you can't be mishaleich a bird that belongs to hektish. So if now the bird belongs to hektish, b'etzem there's a sibit to be patur. So do we say that you're chayiv anyway because shekvar neschayiv? So maybe it's a good shaila, but you can't tell me that you see that from Kisui Adam. Azoy fektor b'kivei eger, and he says v'hashem yair einai. Avochanan v'asimun in the klivitz aris on yavamis simin nun tes. He talks about this. He gives a teres to this kasha in the context of a chiddush that he has in inyan shechita. Avochanan says a chiddush that by shechita it's not the pshat that when I shech the animal so it becomes mutter. And then from that moment and on, it's always mutter because of the shechita that I did back then. Rather, when I shecht an animal, it creates a koyach to be matir. And then b'chol rega v'rega, I need that koyach to be active. I need it to be coming and being matir b'poyo, b'chol rega v'rega. Le'inyin, that if you'll have a tzir where I did a shechita on Sunday, but then on Monday the status of the behemoth changes in such a way that Sunday shechita wouldn't be matir on Monday, so then the behemoth could become asa, the basher could become asa, because the shechita no longer has koyach to be matir on Monday. What does this mean? How do you have an example of where the status of a behemoth changes? So Rav Chanan brings two examples. It's Enkan Mokayim, we're not going to be Marach, but he shells to a Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, and another Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samach Tes. In Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, it's talking about how when Bnei Yisrael moved from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael, in the Midbar they had a din that Nechirasan Zayi Shchitasan. Not that they were allowed to eat nevela. There was an Issa nevela, but Nechiru was Matad Issa nevela. Then when they moved from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael, so what happened to the meat that they brought in with them from the Midbar? The Gemara declares the Shaila that maybe that meat should become Aser. The other Gemara, so Rav Chanan says, okay, you see from there that even though Beshata, it became Mutter, but if now the status of the Basar changes, that now that they're in Eretz Yisrael, Nechir wouldn't be matir this basar. So even though Beshata, the Nechir was matir, but maybe now it loses its koyach to be matir. And we find a similar thing between Malika and Shechita, that you have Malika, is matir takes off this in Avela by Kachim. Doesn't take off this in Avela by Chulin. If you have something which is Kachim, so the Malika was matir, the Malika took off the shame Nevela, and then it would lose its status of Kachim, would it get back the shame nevela? Avada wouldn't be negated to a heter achila. We're talking about what it means it loses its status of kachim will be ideally some kind of a psul. So it's not negated heter achila anyway. But nevela is negated being the time of veis habli. So the shaila would be that if there was a malika on kachim, so there's no shame nevela. But then if the shame kachim would go off, would we then say that it becomes a nevela inyan to be the time of veis habli? And he says that even though in Lamaisa there's no such case because the Naisa doesn't really lose its Shem Kachem because there's a din of Imalu La Yerdu, but Lu Yitzri there would be such a case as Mavur in the Gemara that it would actually be in time of Eis Abliya, meaning when we go back to being Nevela. So Rav Chanan says, I see over there that if I do a Shechita on Sunday, but then on Monday that Shechita wouldn't be Matir the Basar, if it will be done on Monday, then the Basar will taka become Asar, it'll go back to being Nevela, because Shechita has to be Matir Kol rega v'rega, the shechita b'shata created a koyach to be matir b'chol rega v'rega, and I needed to be able to be matir b'chol rega v'rega. Zot Rav Chanan, could be that's the teretz of Kivegas Kasha over here, because even though talking now already it's after the shechita, so mehecha teisi should be part of him kisui, but since now the shechita will be a shechita she'ini ru'uya, and it wouldn't be mechayev b'chisui, so maybe Taki should be part of him kisui, and we find that afal pikein, yechayev l'chaset, I see yisuit shekvar neschayev. As I said to Rav Chanan, Abba Lamaisa, the tzushtel from the other two cases to over here, is a very questionable tzushtel. He brings two cases where the hilchas shechita of the animal change. The animal goes from a phase where it needs one kind of a killing to be matir to a phase, to a stage where it needs a different kind of a killing to be matir. Over here, that's not what's going on. Avada, the animal, before you were maktish it, after you were maktish it, the way they take off this in avela, avada is to shechita. Just, what changes is certain rules about what it takes to make that shechita ksheira, because of zaitik adinim, you're not allowed to eat the basar of shechita chutz, so shechita, once you're maktish it, the shechita chutz will become a shechita shein ru'uya. But to say that now when I'm makdashit, so we would say that yesterday's shechita would be considered eini ru'uya under today's circumstances is a very big chiddush, even after we accept Rav Chanan's yisoid. There's another teretz that people suggest. Rabbi Kiveger's kasha nachama. Rabbi Kiveger was bothered. How could the Gemara bo yois from kisi adam and yisoid of karnas chayev? By kisi adam, there's no sibah by teretz. The whole sibah why there's no kisi adam by muktashin is because the shechita shein ru'uya. But if you're makdash it after the shechita, so the shechita was a shechita ru'uya. As I've heard Rabbi Kiveger, Hashem Yara Enai, he said, if you take a look in the Rambam is in Perek Yudalad of Hilchas Shechita, Halacha Gimel, when the Rambam brings down the Halacha of this Braisa, The Rambam adds a knesh. The Rambam says that if a person shechs an animal and then he was makdish, whether, Zakh the Rambam, whether he was makdish the whole chaya, or whether he was makdish just the dam, and the Rambam goes on to say that if he already shechted it beforehand, so he'll still be chayav b'kitzur because shekarnas chayav. But otherwise, he would be patur. If he was shechted after that haktasha, he'd be patur from kitzur. But the Rambam added this case of being makdish just the dam. Look, the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam's makar is in the Tesefta. Paragvav, Tesefta on Seches Chulin. It says the halacha that we find in our Gemara, and it adds over there, even if he's makdish just the dam. Chatzkel of Ramsky, in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel that he wrote on the Tesefta, he's ma'irer, that the Tam that Rashi brings down over here, that the reason why Kisui Dam is not noyed b'mukdashin is because the Shechit is a Shechit Shein Ru'uya, that's understandable in a case where the whole Chaya was made Hekdesh. But if a person is only makdish the Dam of the Chaya, but the Basar is still Chulin, so the Shechita is Matya the Basar, so it's not a Shechit Shein Ru'uya, and yet there's still a din that dam, since the dam is hektish, is putter from kisui. That needs another tam. That can't be else the tam of Rashi. So what's the tam? So the Chazon Yecheskel writes over there, and the Chazon Ish says the same vert, that the reason why you're putter from kisui over there is because since the dam belongs to hektish, you can't go and ruin the dam of hektish by putting dirt on top of it. So that's a siba why you're pater. But the emphasis in Yanenu, it doesn't even matter what the svara is, al-Khapanim. I see that there's another din of avaloi b'muktashim, which is not al-shchitish eini ru'ya. From the din of bein shehiktish as damai, I see that there is a be'ethem dik din that muktashim are part of kisei adam. Ay vazoi, then even when you makdish the animal after the shchita, but now Lamaisa, the dam is hektish, and you're coming to do the kisui, and you're going to be mafsa the dam of hektish. So the chayav, we should have said that you're pater from kisui. Elamai, why do we say that you're chayav? Because we say shekarin is chayav. Once the chiv was chal, it's not going to be paka. So Mela, Zakhtar Chatzkel Abramsky, we take a see from this Gemara, from this halacha by kisui adam, or you say that shekarin is chayav by kisui, and the Gemara is correct in shelling to then to shiluach hakein, that we would also say shekarin is chayav by shiluach. It's not the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Lefi Rashi's explanation of Kivagir's Kashas Takashver. But Lefi, what we see, this additional halacha that we find in the Rambam and the Tesefta, the Gemara is talking making a Geshmaka Tzushtel. The Gemara then comes to the case of Tarnagalimus Shemurda. The Gemara says that this is the case of the Ptur Hektish because Hektish is not Poka, Ayadei the Merida, according to everyone by Kachem is Bayach, because such a Kedusha can't be Paka, and according to Shmuel, even by Kachi Abedek Abayi, it's because of the Svar of Lashem HaRetz Moya. But Al-Kopanov, it's Mavur from the Gemara's Tesis, and the top Tesis points out that if you would have Chulin Chihai Gavna, then the Bailis would be Paka. Tesis says, we see from this Gemara Chidush that if somebody raises poultry on his farm, and one of the chickens wanders off, is Merdu Bevalayim Vahul Chulahem, Havu Hefker, it becomes Hefker. This mitzias of Tarnagila Shemurda, which means simply that the bird walks away from the Bailim, that makes it into Hefkar. And the Ramban, the Rashban, the Ritva, they shtel suit to the Gemara of a comment of Kriptesvav. They say also like Taisvis, that this is true by Chulin also, that Bailis is Paka when a Tarnagilis is Murda. And they shall suit to the Gemara over there of a comment Kriptesvav, where you have a case of Nishpura Kadosh Shal Dvash, if somebody is walking with a barrel full of honey, and then the barrel breaks and the honey is escaping, it's dripping out, and he has no way to be matzlet, then if someone else comes along and is matzal the dvash, that person could say, mehefkeir kazachina, I'm being zeichem in a hefker. Since it was lost to you, you had no way of getting it back, it became hefker. And the Gemara gives another example of shataf nahar chamayre, and then there's a third Gemara also a daf later, and the Rishonim shtel su our Gemara to that Gemara over there. Now in the Chumash Hakri in Simon Reish Samach Beis, it says on these cases like Nishpar Kadesh Shal Dvash. What do you mean it's Hefker? The Gemara calls it Mehefkeira Kazachina. But Hefker, something only becomes Hefker when a person is Mafkir it. Over here, the Bible would never Mafkir the Dvash. So Zakti Truma Sakri, that Avada doesn't mean that he was mafkir, literally that it's hefker, but it means that it's yiyush. Yiyush is something that happens automatically. A person doesn't have to be miyayish consciously, but it's a person's state of mind. If a person doesn't expect to ever get it back, that's called yiyush. So Nishbar Kadish Olvash, the Gemara uses the lashon of hefker, but really it's lavdavka, it means yiyush. Abba Lamaisa, this makes a problem. Because we know the famous Yisei from the Nesivis and the Kseis both. The Nesivis is there in Simen Reish Samach Beis, while the Kseis Achoshin is in Simen Tav Vav. They both say Yisei that Yiyush is not the same as Hefker. Hefker is immediately Yitzim Rishos Bailim. When somebody says Harayza Hefker, so there's Machlekes Anayim in the Durham, but we pass like the Chachamim that it's immediately Yitzim Rishos Bailim. But by Yiyush, the Kseis and the Nesivis said, it's not Yitzim Rishos Bailim ad the Asil Rishos Zoiche. Meaning after a yiyush takes place, that makes it mutter for anyone else to come and be zoicha. And then, let's say it was Reuben's chayfetz, and Reuben was miyayish, so Shimon could be zoicha. And when Shimon is zoicha, then it's yaitzim rishus Reuben. Because man, that nobody picked it up, it still belongs to Reuben. Even though Reuben doesn't have shlita on it, Reuben can't prevent anyone else from picking it up. Anyone that wants to take a kol hakodim zocha, but it's not hefker. Kol hakodim zocha in the chayfetz of Reuben. That's the chiddush of the chayfetz and the sivis say in yiyush. Now, ordinarily, it doesn't make such a big difference. Like Lamashal, when we talk about the Gemara that says by the Dvash, anyone that wants could take it. So whether you say that they could take it because it has no Bailim, or you say that they could take it because there is a Bailim, but the Bailim can't stop you from taking it, either one will work. But when it comes to Arsa, Gitarna Gelisha Murda, so here, the Achreina Mama Ayur, Lamashal, Yitzchak Khan, Inspector, Sheikh Sejuvis, Beri Yitzchak, Chelik Yeredea, Simon Chaf Gimel, Anaf Dalid, he talks about our Gemara. And he says that over here, L'chayr, the Yisayr of the Kseis and the Sivis is going to make problems. Now, there's two ways to say over the problems, to speak out the problem that could come from our Sugya. The way Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says it is, because in our Gemara, it's Mavur, that the only reason why your Pater from Shulach HaKein over here is because it's Hektesh. Had it been Chulin and the same kind of a case, then you'd be Chayiv and Shulach HaKein. In fact, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. But there's a patur of mezuman. Anything that has a bailim, if a cane has a bailim, then there's no mitzvah shiluach a cane. And if the kseis and the sivis are right that after yiyush, there's still bailus, the tarnagelus shemarda still belongs to the bailim, so there should still be a patur of mezuman. So Rabbi Yochanan asks the kasha that way. Now Rabbi Yochanan Vasserman in Kavitz Aris Simon Nunbeis, that's the Kavitz Aris on Maseches Yevamos. He says differently why there's a kash from our Gemara and the Sisayda, the Kseis and the Nesivis. He says that here in our Gemara it talks about the Kedusha being Paka. We're saying that according to Rav, Lamashal, the Kedusha Bedek Abayis would be Paka. Why is the Kedusha Paka? So we'll explain more in a little more detail in a few minutes. But the idea is that since it was murder, which is Mafkia Bailus, so the Mamunus goes off. And once the Mamunus goes off, the Kedusha also goes off. But the chayr effect of Bachanan, to affect the Kedusha, to make the shame hektish go off, you need that the violas should really be paka. If all you have is a metzias where someone could come along and be zeicha, and then it would go out of the rishus of hektish, but the violas still hektish, nothing changed in the mamonis, so what causes the change in the Kedusha? How is the hektish going to be paka before the mamonis is paka? So there's two kashas that the Achreinim ask on this Yisayid of the Kseis and the Nesivis from here in our Sugya. Now Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan to his kasha from the Shiluach HaKein angle that he was bothered, why wouldn't there be a Petur Mezumin over here since there's still Bailus? So to that Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says it could be, it's not so shver, because even though usually the way we describe the Petur Mezumin is that it's Talion Bailus, that there's only a Mitzvah when it's Hefker, if there's a Bailim and that's called Mezumin and there's no Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. But it could be that that's not totally on Bailus Mamish, that's totally on Bailus with Shlita. Something which is out in the open and anyone that wants can take it, so maybe that's not called Mezumin, even if officially there's a Bailim. But the Hagufa, the fact that anyone that wants can take it, that's already called Ein Kinoi Biyadcha, like the Gemara Namad Beis, and really there's a Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. But Rav Chanan's Kasha L'Chair is more Shver. Rav Chanan's Kasha that if nothing really changed in the Bailus, what makes the Hektish be Paka? L'chayr, that's Shver. Rabbi Chanan says that, Rabbi Chanan, he's not Mitzayin, but the emphasis on the Nesivis himself in his Shtickle already is Ma'irer, that after he says that Yiyush doesn't work quite the same way as Hefker, but then he says that there are some cases that you might think of as Yiyush, like this case that the Shumas Hadeshin says is Yiyush, but really is not Yiyush, it's really Hefker. Something that's Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam, that's Hefker. Even though no one was Mafker it, but it automatically becomes Hefker. Not like the Shumas HaKriyat wanted to say that whenever, if you don't have some of that was Bepoyel Mafker it, then all we could call it is Yiyush. The Nesida says that something that's avudu mimenu mikol adam, that becomes hefker, not just miyuyish, but hefker mamish, even without anybody being mafker, it's automatically hefker. The Nesida says that on the case of shatav nahar kairav, on the case of isur hanah like ashar niskal, so Rabbi Chanan wants to say that maybe it could be miyashiv arsugya the same way. That in arsugya enechanam v'teiris yiyush, we wouldn't be able to explain why the hektish is baka. But maybe over here, it's really Hefker, it's not just Yiyush. The emes is the Lashon of Tosis, it's Takahavu Hefker. It's hard to be medayik from the Lashon, because the Gemara of Avakama also says Hefker, but the Echreim say that the Lashon is Labdavka. So it's not a raya from the Lashon. But Zok Tov Chanan, that we can learn that in our Sugya, it's Takah Hefker, even though the Bailam would have a Mafgrid, but if we call it Avudu Menu we call Adam, then we can consider it Hefker, and then we understand why the Hektish would be Paka. Rabbi Lemaitre Ashur Zavsky, who discusses this also in his Chidushim of Rabbi Metzia, Daf Chaf Alf, the very beginning of Parak Yelam Metzia, it's the beginning of the Sugya of Yiyush. So he talks about Riches, about the Sisayid of the Kseis and the Nesivis, and at the end of the Shtickle he touches on the Ha'aretz from Arsag. He does not mention Rabbi Chanan, he does mention Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, and he says over there that he bavurns on his own, that to learn in our Gemara that it's called Avudu Menu Mikol Adam, is l'chayr very shver, because the chicken walked off the farm, but l'maisa, he's walking down the road. Anybody that wants can take it. How could you call it avudu mimenu mikol adam? Shatav nahar kairav, akapadam le'es ata, we could say that nobody could get it. It's avudu from the bailam, and nobody else could get it either, even though avada, eventually, the river is going to deposit it on the shore and by somebody else's property, and somebody's going to take it, but akapadam, for the present, nobody has access to it. But a chicken that walks off of a farm, what do you mean nobody has access to it? So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky said that he can't understand how you could call this avud mimenu mikol adam, and mainly he blabs shver. Reb Chanan Wasserman had wanted to say this teretz that we could consider this avud mimenu mikol adam, but he doesn't address taka how you would explain that. This last nekuda is a tzarachion. Now let's come back to the nekuda that we mentioned a moment ago. That in our Gemara, it's Mavur, a chilik between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim. That by Kedushas HaGuf, everyone agrees that being murdered, when the animal walks away, that's not going to take off the Shem Hektish. By Kedushas Bedek Abayis, or Kedushas Damim, so Rav holds that it'll take a bipaka, and even Shmuel, who argues, he argues because of the Svar of Hashem HaRetz Umloya, which for Pashtus means that he never really walks off the farm. Wherever he goes, it's always in Hashem's property, so there's no such thing as being murder connected to the Rishus of Bedek Abayis. But in Lomdis, Shmuel, otherwise, in other words, Shmuel would agree to Rav that Be'etzim, if you would have a Metzias of Tarnagela Shemarda, it would be Mefkia Kedushas Bedek Abayis, but it wouldn't be Mefkia Kedushas HaGuf. So that's clearly I'm only pleading that it's not Mefkia Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas Bedek Abayis, Rav holds that Marduk could be Mefkia, and Shmuel L'chaira also agrees, in principle at least, that it would be able to be Mefkia. The shaila is, what's the pshat in this chiluk between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Bedek Abayis? So to do it, you say it's written b'shem Reb Chaim in the Chedushei Grach and Perek Merubah in Bava Kama. Reb Chaim says you say it's also mentioned in the Rabbi Chanan that we brought down before in Simon Nun Beis and Yevamis. Rabbi Chanan, without quoting Reb Chaim, refers to such a Yisoid. Also, Reb Chaim's Yisoid was the Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Betek Avayis. Each one has two components, but they work in opposite directions. In each one, there's Mamanis and there's Kedusha. But which one is the Siba and which one is the Masuba of Zok Reb Chaim? Kedushas HaGuf, or Kedushas Mizbeach, the Pshat is that what do you do to the animal? You're Makdash it. You're not makne it. You're just makdish it. You make a hatfasas kedusha on it. Just like when you declare something to be chuma, you're just affecting the isav heter of the chayfetz. So too, when you're makdish an animal to be a carbon, you're just affecting the isav heter. You're putting dinim onto the chayfetz that now is roy to be oila on the mizbeach. And then as a toitzah from that, memela there's dinim and mominus that are chal. The dinim mominus are not what you did. The dinim mominus are yoytze memela from what you did. You shafta chalais kedusha, and from that is yoytze memela a chalais bailus, that it goes out of the rishus of the bailum and into the rishus of hakdish. Asheinkim by kotche bedek abayizak to b'chayim, it's verkehrt. What you do, you as the bailum, when you're makdish, what you do is a hakno. Just like you could give it away to a friend, you could give it away to hakdish. That's a hakno. That's why he says he's going on the Gemara Meruba. That's why if a ganav who's going to shreve is said, and then he's makdish it, is that called machar? We know the din of tavachu machar is chayav dal v'hei. When he's makdish it, is that called machar? So it's mevur in the Gemara. See over there, Taisa stuff samach vav and samach tes. That if he's makdish it l'kodshei mizbeach, he's not chayav dal v'hei. But if he's makdish it l'kodshei bedek abayis, then he is chayav dal v'hei. So Dr. Chaim, this is the pshat. Because when you makdish l'kodshei bedek abayis, what you did was a hakna. You gave it to a different owner. It's the one that belongs to hakdish. The mail of this chalan and it's a hada. People aren't allowed to go and be mishtamish by. It's going to be an aver of meila because it belongs to hakdish. But it starts with the fact that it belongs to hakdish. It starts with the mominus, and the dinias of a heter are yotze from the mominus. The reason why, when you're makdish as a carbon, you don't become chayav dal v'hei is because you didn't make a hakno, you didn't give it to hakdish, you just made dinim bichal on it. And the mela all you did, those dinim, it's oyla lushus kavaya. Like he says, mashal, Zakhtub Chayim, like Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, there's a man de Amar, a mayor who holds that they're mamun gavaya. Even though there's no other over there, there's zichr no hakno, because there is no other violin. But nevertheless, there's Dine mominis that are chal al yedei the dine isav heter. So Rav Chaim says that's also the pshat by kodshei mizbech, ma she'en kim by kodshei bedek abayis, that goes farkert, it's the dine isav heter that are yetze from the dine mominis. Memela, in our sigya, the chiluk of the Gemara is misparish kimin choymer. The Gemara says that if you have a tanagel, shemarda, which will also be shown in mishtal tzu to the Gemara in Baba Kamet of Kuptez Vav. That in dini mominis, that's a sibah to be mafkia mominis. What about kedusha? It's b'chal not a sibah to be mafkia kedusha. Kedusha only comes off al yedei pidyon, if even that. But stam walking away from hekdesh avad is not a sibah to be mafkia kedusha. So what's the tzad over here that the kedusha should be paka? So because if the kedusha is nigrar after the mominis, if the kedusha is nigram al yedei the mominis. So then I understand. If there's a sibah to be mafkiyah the mamonis, then that should also be mafkiyah the kedusha. Masha'in kain. So that's why by kedusha aspetik habayis, Rav says that if Tanagelis is marta, it's taki yaitzi the chulin. And Shmuel, who argues, nachamol, it's only because he holds that there's no mitzius of marta. We never really left the farm. The whole world is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's farm. But be yisoid by kedusha aspetik habayis, a meridi would cause that the kedusha would go off. But by kachem is beyach, good, the tanagolis is marda. There's a siba to mefkiya, the bailus of hektish. But the bailus of hektish never really did anything over here. The bailus of hektish just came ayidei the isav heter, ayidei the kedusha. So if you want to mefkiya anything, you need a siba to mefkiya the kedusha, and then the bailus could go off also. Because man, that you didn't have a siba to mefkiya the kedusha, so you can't touch the bailus either. The bailus only comes after the kedusha. That's why Kule Amalei Pligi, that Hanagelah Shemarda is not going to be Mafkiah, the Kedusha of Kadshei Mizbeach. So we misparish very nicely, Lefi this Yisrael of Rav Chaim. Aber Lemaisa, if you take a look at the Rishonim here in our Sugya, the Ramban and the Ritva, they both, the end of the Shtukha that we were referring to before, they add a line where they say that which according to Rav, the Kedusha's Mizbeach, is not paka, ayidei targana shemarda, is learned from the gezeiras hakasav that mukdashin are pata from shiluach hakein. That's surprising, that sounds like misvara, they would think there's a makom to say that the kedusha is paka. That lechayyur sounds not like Reb Chaim's yisoid, unless you would say that Reb Chaim's yisoid, according to these rishonim, would gufa be learned from the gzeiras kasav by Shlulah Hakein, even though this gzeiras kasav is written by Shlulah Hakein. But if it teaches us that the kedushas mizbeach is not paka, that could be coming to be Megalad Alumnus. Why is it not Paka? You did something that should be like your Mamunus. Teretz is it over here. The Mamunus is not all controlled. So the Mamunus is only the Payal Yaitse from the Kedusha, from the Issev Heter. But Al Kapanim, it's a Deichik to say that the whole Yisaid of how we understand Kashim is back is learned from the Gezeirah Sekazov in Shiloh HaKein. The Rehitus of the Rishenim over here is mashma not like Reb Chaim. But again, but Lule, the Ramban, and the Ritva, the Etzem Chiluk of the Gemara will be misparish very nicely, I'll be Divir Reb Chaim. Moving on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says that according to the Shita of Shmuel, which is also the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan, that Tarnagel Shemarda is not Mafkia, Kedushas Bedek Abayas, because Kol Hechad the Isay, Begazer Rachman Isay, it would come out another Nafkamina also. That if somebody is makter something lebedek abayis and then it was nignevu ay nevdu, according to this shita he would not be chayav achar yisei because he could say it's not really nevad kalechad yisei because of the rachman yisei. But then the gemara says a chilak that's only true if it was a hakdash of harei zoi. But if it was a hakdash of harei alai, so he's mechayav himself with his neder to bring it to hektish. So then even though it was kachay bedek abayis, he's going to have to replace it. In the Rashi of Ramaschal Had Am Harei Alai, it's mavur that the Gemara over here means to say that here by Harei Alai, we're going to break this Tliya. And we're going to say that even though it is still by Gazad Rahmana, so the first one, the one that's lost, is still Hektish, nevertheless, he has to replace it because his Nedra is Mechayvim, and so ultimately he'll have two Hektishes. But the first one is still Hektish. And if the first one was a Tzipar, it'll still be Pata from Shiloh HaKein. But in the Ritva, it's mavur, not like that. In the Ritva's before that the Gemara is still maintaining that Tliya. That if you hold because of the Rechmani Yisei, you should be Pater from Achrayis. If we're saying that by Harei Allah, you're Chayav Achrayisei, that means that we're not continuing with the Svarah because of the Rechmani Yisei. Why not? What should make it go out of Hektish? Zuck the Ritva. Because his Al Yidei his Chayav Achrayis, the original Hektish is Nishalel. And the Mela, that first piece, if it was a tzipar, it'll now be chayiv shiluach hakein. It's not considered hektish anymore because it was neschalel al yidei the chiyuv achrayis, that which now I have to pay hektish $100. That chayiv helps to be paid the original hektish, and it's yotzei lechulin. The Dvar of Ram in Chelik Beis Siman Yud Aleph Sibkot and Tes says that these words of the Ritva give him, he calls it hirhurei dvarim to a gavaldiga yisoid. He says, I hear in this Ritva that hektish could be nischalil ayidei achoyiv. Here we always thought that hektish is nischal only when there's an actual nesinas kesef, like the lashon of the pasuk, but nasan a kesef a kamloi. And Dr. Dvar Avram, that now he has a hearer to the following chiddush. I always had a kasha, he says. There are two ways that hektish could be yisei lechulin. One is al yidei pidyon, and the other is al yidei me'ila. But l'chayre, the two are two totally different parashiyos. By pidyon, it says v'nasan akesef akamlai, giving money is what's mafkia the kedusha. By me'ila avada, there's no v'nasan akesef, but it's a different thing. There's a gzeiras kasav. The Torah says al yidei me'ila. If a person takes hektish and takes it away, he sells it, he takes it for himself. That's mafkia the hektish. But l'chayr has no shaykhis at the din of me'ila. So why is it, in fact, the Devar of Ram, that Chazal say that kol hecha, anything that is loy mahani bei pidyon, is also loy mahani bei me'ila? That me'ila isn't moitzi l'chul in things that are loy mahani bei pidyon. Why? L'chayr, the two parashas have no shaykhis to each other. Unless you'll say, he said, I was taught, the Torah says something, some kind of a deichik along the lines of Ein Lecha Bayi Lechidushai, and since it's a chidush that you should be Yetzi Lechulin Ayidei Me'ila, we limit it to those things that are Yetzi Lechulin elsewhere. But Be'etzem, we don't see a tzliya connection between these two dinim. Vaitu, a second kasha, he says, the Karen Eire is a kasha. There are two kinds of Me'ila. There's Me'ila, like I was just describing, where I take something away from Hektish. The Maitse Me'ila is a Maitse Hoitzom in a Hektish. And then there's a Me'ila where I'm Stam Nehneh from the Hektish. but I don't, it's not a hana of using it up, and it's not a hana of taking it for myself or selling it to someone else. I sit in the shade of Hekdesh. Is it Yetzi L'chulin even over there? The emes is the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Me'ilah Halacha Gimel is Mechalek, and says that that type of Me'ilah is not Yetzi L'chulin. The Rambam says over there you'll have Yesh Me'il Achar Me'il. But the Karen Ayer says that Rav Rishenu hold not like that, and Madavaini, I don't have Mar Mokimus on that, I don't know who are the Yesh. The Rav Rishenim, the Avram calls it the sheet of Rav Rishenim. I don't know where the Makaris are for the other Rishenim, but the Avram says that the Karanai refers to the Das Rav Rishenim that are not Machalik. And they hold that even the kind of Me'ila, which is not a Maitse of Haitzah L'chulin, also has the effect that it's Maitse L'chulin. If you're Nenim in a Hektesh, it's Maitse L'chulin. In fact, the Karanai, why should such a thing be? Where does such a din come from? Good, the Torah says that Me'ilah is Maitzi L'chulim, but the Torah says that in a case where it's a Maitzi of Haitzah L'chulim, but Stam a Maitzi of Hana, that should be Maitzi L'chulim, Mehechat Haitzi such a thing. Zakti V'Avram. But when we come across this Yisoid of the Ritva, here in Shiluach HaKein, that Al Yidei, that his Neder of Harei Alai is Mechayev him in Tashlumen, that affects a chilul on the first thing, the first tzipor, let's say, and then you'll be chayav in shiluach hakein. So I discovered that you don't need a nesinas kesef mamish in order to create a pidyon. A choiv of kesef also creates a pidyon. If a choiv of kesef creates a pidyon, that could be the pshat on the din of me'ilah. The reason why every me'ilah is maitzi l'chulin is because if a person is ma'il ben a hektish, he's chayiv kesef to hektish. The Torah says he has to give keren, he has to give chaymish. He's chayiv kesef to hektish. That chayiv is a pidyon. And that's why it's yaitzi l'chulin. Now I understand why anything that's not shayach on a pidyon is also not shayach on a me'ilah, meaning the me'ilah is not ma'il l'chulin, because that which me'ilah is usually ma'il l'chulin is al yedei v'lamdus of pidyon. Now I understand why the Das Rav Rishenim, not like the Rambam, is that any kind of hana, even if it's not a mitzvah of haitzah, is also mitzvah l'chulin, because al yedei your hana, your chayiv in tashlumen, and that chayiv is a pidyon. So these dinim of me'ilah are suddenly, he says, make sense in light of this chiddush of the Ritva, that you could have a chilul of hektish al yedei a chayiv. The only problem is, ha'emed le'negdi, says the reason why it comes as such a surprise, though, is because of the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Hei. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Hei, Yafutz is about the various types of Kedushin, Yishin Nikdash B'Shal Shrach, Maketz B'Shtar Rabbi, and the Gemara is making Yafutz and Tzrichas is between the various Shrachim, and it says that we wouldn't learn Shtar from Kesef because Mala Kesef, she came Poydim by Hekdeshri Sumais Rosheni. Meaning, Masha Inkein Shtar, Shtar can never be used to be Poydim by Hekdeshri Sumais Rosheni. Zukt Rashi, what does that mean? You can't use a Shtar to be Poydim by Hekdesh? If you write in a Shtar, let's say there's $100 worth of Hektish, and you write a shtar, Hareini Chayev LaHektish, $100, and you give it to Hektish. So even though you created a Choyiv to pay $100 to Hektish, but that's not Moitzi the Hektish L'chun, Zogt Rashi, D'ba'inon V'nasana Kesef HaKamlai. According to Rashi's Pshan and that Gemara, Kedushin Daf Hei, the Gemara is Gufa coming to say that a Choyiv does not make a pidyon because you need V'nasana Kesef HaKamlai. Not like we're seeing over here in the Ritva in our Sugya, not like this Chiddush that the Dvar Avram wanted to say. But the Dvar Avram said, but L'chayiv from this Ritva, is he not like the Rashi over there? And then he says, so maybe the Ritva will learn differently in the Gemara in Kedushin. When it says that Shtar is Ein Poydim by Yekdeshreit, it means a Shtar Choyiv Shel Achirim. If somebody owes me $100 and I take that Shtar Choyiv and I give it to the Gizver of Hektish, I can't use that to be paid to Hektish. But you can be mechalik though that if I write a Shtar creating a new Choyiv, that maybe could work to be paid by Hektish. That's what the Devar Avram says. He suggests to make up a different pshat in the Gemara Kedushin. What's surprising, L'chaira, is that he didn't bring down that we find already in Rishonim of a different pshat in the Gemara and Kedushin. In the Chedusha Rashba on Kedushin, he learns pshat in that Gemara differently than Rashi. The Rashba says that when the Gemara says that a shtar doesn't work to be pidyon by Ekdeshes, it means if a person writes a shtar pidyon similar to a shtar Kedushin. Just like a shtar Kedushin, it's not Kedushin, Kedusha Kesef, is where you give the Isha a pruta. And shtar, does it mean that you write to the isha, I'll give you a pruta? No, avada not. Shtar means nothing to do with giving her a pruta. Shtar means you write to her and mekadeshesli. So Dr. Rashba, the same thing, when we talk about a shtar being paidekdeshes, it means you write in the shtar harezem achulo. There's something, a cow belongs to Hekdesh, it's worth $100, you don't give Hekdesh a cent. You just write on a shtar that the cow should be mechulo, and you give that to the gizbar. On that, the Gemara is saying, no, shtar is not paid by Hekdesh, it's my Zesheni. According to that Pshan of the Gemara, it could very well be that if you write a shtar being mechayiv yourself $100 to the gizbar, then taka will be Yitzi lechulin. So it surprised me that the Dvar Avram didn't say that maybe the Dvar learned that Pshan, because that's the Pshan of Kavanah that we already find in Rishonim. And the Emet says, I'll be meisif, that while in the old Rishonim, that all the Achrayim had, we find this Pshat in the Rashbin condition. We don't find it in the Ritva. But in the Ritva, just a few years ago, in the Erech and Shnas Tavshin Ayin, they were meitzi a Madura Basra of the Chedushay Ritva, Amazachas Chedushin. And in the Madura Basra of the Ritva, he learns over there, and that's, hey, like the Rashba, he brings down this Pshat of the Rashba. So the Ritva, at least later on, I don't know when each one is written and which one was written when relative to the Chedushim of Masachas Chulin. I have no idea. But Al Kapadim, we find over there that the Ritva was Makabah from the Rashba, that the Gemara in Kedushin was only coming la'afuki, that you can't be paid Hekdeshes with a star pidyon, but with a star chayv, maybe you could. And that stems with the Ritva's Pshan here in our Sugya, that you could be paid Hekdeshes al yedei chayv, which allows the Dvar Avraham to say his whole Shikol Torah, connecting the Din Me'ila with the Din Pidyon. And we'll just be moisif that we made a diuk in the Rashi, the Ramaskal, who had Amahare Alai, that the Rashi by us doesn't learn like the Ritva. According to Rashi, even though Al Tiz Neder, he's Chayiv and Tashlum and Tehektish, but the original one is not Yotzei L'chulin. Rashi says, Afal Gavdi, the Begoda de Rachmano, who, even though that first one still belongs to Hektish, meaning to say, and you'd still be Potter from Shiluch HaKain, but you still have to replace it because Harei Lakim Nidrei. So Rashi holds that his Chiyuv Achrayis is not Moitzi the first one, Lechulin. This Rashi over here stems with the Rashi in Kedushin. Rashi holds, like it says in Kedushin Daf Hei, that a Chiyuv cannot be Machal Hekdesh, but Pidyon needs Vinas and Akesef. It's not enough to have a Chiyuv. So even though over here there's a Chiyuv, it's a Chiyuv Achrayis, but that's not going to help to be Moitzi Lechulin.
Let's take a look now at a Gemara on Amud Beis, which is one of the most yesedistic Gemaras in Perek Shiluach HaKein. About 8 lines from the top, the Gemara says, Yachal Yachzer Beharam Uvekvois. Remember in the previous shir I mentioned that there's a yesedistic Shaila, Legabe the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, is it Mitzvah Chiyuvis or Mitzvah Kiyumis? Does the Torah have a rutzlein that we go be Mishaleach, mother birds, or is it just that if one wants the Beis and Mefreichim, that's the procedure that he has to follow? And we mentioned that the Chavis Yoyer is the Mara Deshmaitza. He's the most, the one that's always quoted as saying that it's Mitzvah Chiyuvis. The Chavis Yair, in Shuva Simon Samach Zayin, his Ikrim Rekar is from this Gemara. Because like the Chavis Yair, here the Gemara has a Havamina that a person has to go off into the wilderness searching for nests. Now, if this was only a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, that if you want the Beitzim Vefreichim, then you have to send away the mother bird, then how could there even be a Havamina that you should go looking for the nest? If he's hungry and he wants a freichem, he'll go looking for the nest on his own. But why would the Torah tell him to go looking for the nest? We can only understand the Havamina if we neman that the mitzvah be'etzim is a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Torah wants a person to send away the mother bird. So then there could be a shaila of, but what's the shear? How much does the Torah require him to do it? Is it enough when it's nedam in the front of, or does he even have to go pursuing it? So there's a yachal that even has to go pursuing it. Talmud Lamer, that far you don't have to go. It's enough that you do it when it's nedam in the front of. But I'll upon him that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, a fazayvait is muchach from the Gemara, from the Havamina. The Havamina is muchach like that, and even the Maskona, like the Chavis Yair, you see, is not really chayze from that part. That's the Ikam Rekar for those that say that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It comes from this Gemara. We mentioned last time that the Chassam Sefer in a tshuva argues with the Chavis Yair. In his Chidushim here on Maseches Chulin, he talks about, so how would he learn this Gemara? Zog the Chassam Sefer, he would learn that kol the achnes into the shakavataria. That taka, the havamin is taka muchach, the way that the Chavis Yair says. That if there's a yachal yachas v'harim of the voice, it must be that the Gemara was numbing on, Chazal was numbing on at that point that it's mitzvah chiyuvis. But Zog the Chassam Sefer, when we come to the Talmud Leimar, that No, Tamalam ki yikari, you don't have to be lechazer achareha. The pshat is because we're taka chazer from the whole yisayid of the havamina, not just from the sheer of to what extent is it a ratzon hatorah, but for keret, we're chazer from the whole svara of the havamina that it's a ratzon hatorah b'chlal. Because as the Chassam Sefer says, that we explained last time, that the two tzadim really go with two different taimim. If it's al tzla'ir rechmei shemayim, like it says in the Zayar, then it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and if it's just al shloi lehechis achzer, then it will be a mitzvah chiyumis. And look at the Chassam Sefer, if it was takal la'ir rechmei shemayim, you would have to be mechaz rechareha. So from the fact that we learn from Ki Kari that you don't have to be mechaz rechareha, that's taken as a raya that it's not al the time of the Zayar at all. For keret, it's only al the time of the Rishayim with the Ramban and the Rambam, shloi lehechis achzer. There are others also. The Dvar Avram, we mentioned last time that in his Shuva Simon Ches in Chelik Beis, he also argued with the Chavis Yair. Take a look in Eis Chaf Aleph. He says along the lines of the Chassam Sefer, but a little bit an extra knetch into explaining the Shaka Vitaria, and also in the Meiri. In the Meiri, it's Mavur that he learned this in the Shaka Vitaria, that when the Gemara is learning over here from Ki Kari that you don't have to be mechazer achareha b'harom u'b'gavoyis, he mixes together that which you don't have to be mechazer achareha b'harom u'b'gavoyis together with the fact that you only have to do the mitzvah if you want the beitzim ve'afroichim, meaning to say that kol zeh nichnas into the shakla v'tariya. There's a very gishmaka tzushtel, there's a nesivis in his Sefer HaChas Pesach, Sefer Makor Chayim, in his Akdomatism in Tuf Lamed Aleph, where he's talking about Bedikas chametz and bittel chametz, and the discussion in Rishonim of which chametz does have vayirah, which chametz doesn't have vayirah. In Gan Mekoymeh, Lamaisi, he's bothered, according to those Rishonim, the chametz she'ini yidua doesn't have an aveira vayirah. So why do you have to be bedik for your chametz? If you don't see the chametz, if you don't know of any chametz, so you're not being over vayirah saivitzai. What do you have to go looking for it for? So he reads this at Tzad, that the reason why we do bedikas chametz is because since there's a mitzvah asay of tashbisu, so the Torah wants you to be mekayim tashbisu. So you have to look for chametz so that you can be mekayim tashbisu. Zakhtan is see this, because there's a klal that whenever there's a mitzvah, when the Torah wants you to do something, it's not enough to do it if it comes up. You have to try your best to find, to put yourself into a situation. Like we find, Zakhtan is see this, in the Gemara Chulin Daf Kof Lamed Tes, where it says, Yochel Yachas Abaharom V'Gvayis. What does he mean to say? Like we saw in the Chassam Sefer, from the Havamina it's muchach one of two things. Meaning, from the Havamina really it's muchach two things, and then the Maskana we're going to apply with one of the two. From the Havamina it's muchach two Yesedes. The Havamina was naming on that Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah chiyuvis, and Vaita, the Havamina was naming on that when something is a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not enough to do it when it comes up, but you have to search for it, you have to pursue a mitzvah. If you learn the Chassam Sefer, that the Maskana is chaser from the idea of Shiluach HaKein being a mitzvah chiyuvis, how are we chaser from that just because you don't have to be mechazer achareha v'har m'gvayis? Terah says, because we're blibing with that hanacha that if something is a mitzvah chiyuvis, then you do have to be mechazer achareha. So that's what the Nesivis means when he says, I have arrived from this Gemara, that whenever something is a real mitzvah chiyuvis, you have to be mechazer achareha. The pshat is because the Maskana is only chaser from the nekud about Shiluach HaKein, what's the gedder of Shiluach HaKein? But Lu Yitzir, it was a mitzvah chiyuvis, you would have to be mechaz achareha. So from here I could learn a klal to other mitzvahs, like Bir Chametz, that if something is a mitzvah chiyuvis, if it's a real ratzon hatorah, you have to be mechaz achareha. In the Chazon Ish, Nyeridea Simen Kuf Ayin Hei, Ois Beis, he also brings down this Chavis Yair, and he's doich of the Chavis Yair. He holds that the Iker is that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's just a matir, it's not a real ratzon hatorah that a person be mishaleach ha'aim. But the Chazon Ish says differently than the Mefarshim that we mentioned before. The Meiri, the Chassam Sefer, the Dvar Avram, they were all naming on that the Havamina is taka state like the Chavis Yair, but the Maskana is chayzer from that. And the emes is that that's not the simplest reading of the Talmud Lomer. The simplest reading of the Talmud Lomer, the Chayru would be more like the Dvar Avram. But the Chazon Ish says that even the Havamina wasn't naming on like the Chavis Yair. He says it's taka no tzad to say like the Chavis Yair, but the Havamina, so what's taka the Pshat Yochel Yachzav Harm of Gvoitz? Talks the Chazon Ish The Havamina was that it's a mitzvah the Torah would want that one should be Mekayim Pamachas Pachayav. That the Yochel Yachzav Bahar Mavoyz, meaning the Torah wants that a person should be Mishalech HaSaim. But even then, it's not the pshat that when a person is taking a Freichem and Beitzim, there's a Ratzin HaTorah that he should be Mishalech HaSaim. Fakert. Then it's only Al Samati. It's only if you want the Beitzim Afreichem. The Torah would never say that every time you come to a Kan Sipar, even in the Havamina, the Torah wouldn't say that every time you come to a Kan Sipar, you have to be Mishalech HaSaim. The tzad, if there's a Havamina in the Gemara that there's some kind of a Ratzin HaTorah here, it would be that Pamachas Pachayev, a person would do it. On that, there's a Talmud Leimar that, no, Ki Kari, we don't say that. There's something very interesting, surprising, about this Chazayin Ish, the way he says that if it would have been a mitzvah that was a Ratzin HaTorah, its shir would be Pamachas Pachayev. Do we ever find that there's a mitzvah in the Torah and its shir is the Pamachas Pachayev? I'll tell you a Ramban. Ramban and Sefer mitzvahs that say, hey, you know, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah that writes of tefillah. Tefillah b'chol yom. The Ramban, Kayudua, argues with the Rambam and says mitzvah, that tefillah is only a mitzvah de Rabbanon. But then the Ramban writes, and his Hasagas over there are mitzvahs that say, hey, he writes, but that which the Rambam said that it's b'chol yom, that part is taka right. That lo yitzir it was a mitzvah de Raisa, its shir would have to be b'chol yom. Because otherwise, like the Ramban, what would be its shir? Pamachas b'chodesh? Pamachas b'chayov? He writes sarcastically, b'tmiyah, as if to say, hey, that doesn't make any sense. In fact, in the case of Mishnah, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, where he brings down the same raid, he uses an even stronger lashon. He says, lo yispil hadas, that the mitzvah would have a shear of Pamachas b'chayov. But over here, the Chazon Ish says that when the Gemara had a Havamina, that there's a Ratzin HaTorah of Shiluach HaKein, but that Ratzin HaTorah wouldn't be each time that a person finds a Kan Sipar, but there would be a Ratzin HaTorah, there would be Pamachas b'chayov. I'll call upon him. We have the Chazon Ish has his way of being Deicha, the Raya of the Chavis Yair. The Dvar Avram and the Chassam Sefer had another way of being Deicha, the Chavis Yair. But all three of these are Achreinim, Lamaisa, Paschal, not like the Chavis Yair. And we saw today that the Meiri is Mavur, not like the Chavis Yair. And we saw in the previous year that in the Chedush Yair Aran was Mavur, not like the Chavis Yair. And Bepashtus also in the Rash, but not Mavur, but I'll call upon him. The Dvar Avram had a Shtekel Teri in the Rash, but he was Medaik from the Rashwa. Not like the Chavis Yair. So we're seeing so far a consensus arising from the Rishayim and Achreinim, not like this Chiddush of the Chavis Yair. One would almost be inclined to say, oh, it's a Das Yachid from one of the Achreinim, but the consensus of the Pesach was not like that. However, not so fast to be Deichet like that, because Lamaisa, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you'll notice two things. First of all, that in the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on the Shulchan Aruch, in his Yerid Eiris, in Reish Tzadi Beis, he brings down the Chavis Yair. He brings it down without comment. He just says, Ayin Chavis Yair, who says that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah chiyuvis. It certainly seems like Rabbi Akiva Eiger is endorsing this Chavis Yair. Rabbi Akiva Eiger held that it was correct. Also, if you take a look in the Pesachei Tshuva, at the beginning of Reish Tzadi Beis, he also brings down the Chavis Yair. And he brings down one other tzad, which we'll need to do in another shir, hopefully we'll get to. But he doesn't bring down any of the mepharshim that we've been mentioning, like Chassam Sefer, that say that no, it's just a mitzvah kiyumis, it's just a matir if one wants the Beit of the Nefreshim. That side is not mentioned over there in the Pesachei Tshuva. So, Al Kaparim the Chavis Yair is brought down on the page in the Shulchan Aruch by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, by others, so it's hard to be doichet so quickly, but nevertheless, we are seeing that from many Rishayim and Gedali Achreinim, that there's a shita not like the Chavis Yair. Let's add a few words about the Agarata later on in the Amud. The Papunoi asked Rav Masna, Moshe Minatari Minayin, Homa Minatari Minayin, Esther Minatari Minayin, Mordechai Minatari Minayin. The Maharal has some usages over here. These Agaratas are from the most often quoted, most well-known Agaratas in Shas. The Inyan of Moshe being Marumas by the Mabel, Zok the Maharal. The Inyan of Moshe is the antithesis of Mayim. The astrologian of Paroi told him that the Moshiach Shal Yisrael is going to be like a Mayim. They were onto something. Mayim represents Chomer without Tzura. Chomer is the stuff of the world, substance and form. Chomer is material, physicality.
tsura, form, is meaning is what gives the substance limits, structure, discipline. Mayim, which has no shape, it just spreads out and out, meaning it's chomer without any tsura at all. It represents physicality without any restriction, without limitation, without being held back, held in check, without being disciplined. So pure gashmius, that's represented by mayim. And Moshe's destiny was to become an ish elikim, meaning somebody who is completely able to rise above that koyach of chomer and impose tsura over all the chomer of Olam Hazeh. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's battle is against the mayim. Moshe Rabbeinu's name, from all of his names, the name that he goes by is the name Moshe. Ki min hamayim mishisiyu, he's drawn out of the water, he's raised above the koyach of mayim. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it wasn't stam that Moshe Rabbeinu split the water so that Klal Yisrael would have a path to get through. The pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu, after taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but he was held back by the water. The water was spread out in front of him and said, "You can't pass." And Moshe Rabbeinu raised his staff, and Hamayim Lahem Chima, the water turned into a wall, meaning that whole mahus of Chimer without Tzura was nisbatal of Nei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's victory over the Koyach of Mayim became complete at Kriyas Yamsuf when the Mayim turned into a Chima. Zok the Maral, that's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu is merumas by the Mabel, that when HaKadosh Baruch was contemplating, Al Yodin Ruchi Ba'adam Lo'ilim V'Shagam Hu Basar, should I bring the Mabel, should I not bring the Mabel, allow the Mayim to destroy all of mankind, the response was B'Shagam Hu Basar, is a remiss to Moshe, that if there's going to be a Moshe, that means that the Mayim can't get the upper hand entirely over mankind. About the Homa Min HaTerminayin, the Maral says that the inyan of the Gemara says that the remez is by Hamina Eitz Asher Hamina Eitz that I told you not to eat from, that he ate. So there's a remez to Haman in the story of the Eitz Hadas. The idea is to trace the koyach of Haman back to the original Nachash, meaning Haman is not just an evil man, a rasha that rose up against Klal Yisrael. But Haman is a hemshech of Amalek, and Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek, Amalek from Eliphaz, from Esav, he is the koyach of Ra in the Bria, whose ultimate downfall in Hashem Shalom Aleik, Yisrael Shalom Ad Yachris Zichrei Shalom Ashi Mach Zichrei Shalom Amalek. If the downfall of Amalek is tied up with the Geula, that means that the Sheirish of Amalek, the Reishis Goyim of Amalek, is with the origin of Ra. So the Nachash that was at the Eitz Hadas was already a remez to Haman. The idea of that agarta is to give us that sense of hemshech of the Ra going through history from the Eitz Hadas through Amalek, through Haman, until the Yemais HaMashiach. Now, to quickly cover the state of Estimin HaTerer from the Pasuk of Anochi Haster Astir, the Maharal and Chedushi Agadeh says the same thing that the Gra says more about Arichas and his Pirush and Migalas Esther, that the Nase of Esther was not stam another Yeshua in the history of Klal Yisrael, but it was a chiddush in the Hashgachas Hashem. Dafka at that time in history, when the Yidden came to the end of the Tekufa of the Nevim and the end of the Tekufa of Nisim Guluyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh v'hanochi haster aster panai, that even b'shas hester panim, I'm also being mashgiach from behind the scenes to take care of Klal Yisrael v'hashgachah pratis. That chiddush in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgachah has to be merumas in the Torah, and it's merumas talk in the words v'hanochi haster aster panai. And lastly, to the Mardechai, which the Remez, the Gemara says, from the pasuk of Mar Duror, Metargamin, and Meridachia, the Maral over here, and many times in his Sefer Ner Archadash on Purim, he refers to the fact that this is the Remez from the Parsha of the Keteris, which is very schwer. It's not Meduktuk. The pasuk that the Gemara brings, Mar Duror, is from the Parsha of Shemana Mishcha, not the Parsha of Keteris. Gerada Chazal say that one of the Acharas HaSimonim of the Keteris was Mar, which is the Mar Duror of the Pasuk, so it was also in the Keteris. But the Maral's Pshat, all of his Pshatim go with the say that the Gemara is making a connection to the Keteris, which is the Chere, a little bit of a Tzarech Ion. The Chazam Sefer over here, though, has a Gevaldig Gevart. He says, if you take a look at on that pasuk Mar Duror by the Shemana Mishcha, the Rambam brings down this machlekes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam,
Mordurar is something that's secreted by an animal, by a deer, while the Ramban argues and says, no, it's something from the plant kingdom. But while the Ramban is dining in the Shitas HaRambam, he says in the Niyach that this is some secretion from the deer. So what does Durar mean? Durar, like we find in the Lashon of Tzipar Durar, a bird that could fly free. The Ramban says that Hatzvi b'hiyosei chavshi mishalich b'inu ha'arugos u'mis'anig kirtzenai. When a deer is free to roam wherever he wants, so then his perfume is much more sweet than kasher yilochid v'yamoid b'rishus adam, than a deer who's captured and is in captivity. Even though the deer in the zoo avada is much better fed than the deer in the wild, because his tzrachim are all being taken care of for him, but since he doesn't have that liberty of the tzvi, that's durar, so he doesn't have that sweetness in his mar, in his perfume. Zakt Chassam Sofer. The Megillah tells us about a sichsuch between Esther and Mordechai. Mordechai said, you have to go to the king, and Esther said, no, it's a bad idea. B'maika miflugi, because the Gemara in Tana says that, the Gemara rather in Chagiga, when the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hey talks about the Indian of Hester Panim, it says, V'anechi Hester Aser Panai Bayoim Hahu, and then it says, Babachaloim Adaber Boy. And Rashi explains the Gemara, that the Gemara is stelling on the word Bayoim Hahu, that even at the time of Hester Panim, so there's no Nevuah, Bayoim, but they could still be a Gilu Bachaloim. Now the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Mordechai Yoda Eskal Asher Nasa, because to him it was Nisgala Bachaloim. Esther didn't want to go to Achashverosh because she didn't think any Yeshua was going to come from this, because to her it wasn't Niskala Bachalim. Mordechai Yod Eskal Asher Nasa, because to him it was Niskala Bachalim, and that's why they had this machlokes between them. Vosaf is taka, that the Chaloim came to Mordechai, not to Esther. The Shechina is Sheir Mutech Simcha. So who will be more b'simcha? Esther was sitting in the royal palace, and she was the queen, and all of her heart's desires could be granted at the snap of a finger. Mordechai is wandering about in the streets wearing sackcloth. But like the Ramban said about the on the pasuk of Mor Durar, that the Tzvi Kasher Yilochid, if he's in captivity, she was in the palace against her will. She would have preferred to be out of the palace. So even though she had all of her ritzenis in the palace, but that's not the taich of simcha. Having the liberty to come and go as you wish, like the tzvi b'hiyosei chavshi mishalich b'inu ha'arugos, so even though Mordechai was wearing sackcloth, he didn't have a good outside in the Shar HaMelech, but he was free to come and go as he wished, therefore he was the one that was b'simcha, and therefore the Shechinah was sheir on him, u'Mordechai yod eskal asher nasa. The remez to this yisoid is in the pasuk of Mor Durar. That's the remez to Mordechai ben Atayr min Hayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.